Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory. Forever and ever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, because we rise and shine because of your commands. We thank you for calling our hearts, minds, and spirits back into existence, God. We thank you, Lord, today for your breath of life, your gift of salvation, God. We thank you for abundant life upon your earth, eternal life to come when Jesus returns for us. Father, we thank you, Lord, as we lift up our heads, God, as we look up to your sky, God, from which comes our help, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us and keeping us, God, bringing us through the midnight hours, raising us up for such a time as this in Jesus' name, God. Oh, Father, we ask you to forgive us, Lord, for anything that we've done that was displeasing. Forgive us, God, for the idle words we've spoken, God. Forgive us, Lord, for the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart, that they were not acceptable, God. We ask you right now, God, to cancel every satanic agenda that has been waged against us, Lord, our families, our children, our nation, God, to still kill and destroy what you have commanded. Every tongue that rises up, God, we ask for you to condemn it, God. Give us the will, God, to fight the good fight of faith, God, as we prepare to start this day. Give us the wisdom and direction that we need, God, to make the right decisions, God, to be in the right places, God. Help us, Lord, none of us to be in the right place at the wrong time, God. We cancel heartbreak, sorrow, disappointments. We cancel everything that is not like you, God. Strengthen us, Lord. Strengthen us in the areas where we need to be strengthened. Build us up, God. Mold and make us more like you, God. Oh, God, change our hearts. Renew our minds today, God. Give us a fresh revival in our minds, in our spirits, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, perfect the fruits of your spirit in us. Move in our minds, God, in every situation, God. Bless the work of our hands today, God. Bless our children, our families, our young people. God, we're lifting up all government, God, police officers, God, firefighters, our armed forces, God, our president, vice president, their families, cover them, God. Give them the will, the strength, and the desire, Lord, to make the right decisions. Give them the will to hear your voice today, God, that a stranger they will not follow, God. Anybody that needs healing in their bodies, God, heal them right now. Touch them, Lord. Speak to our hearts right now through this word, God. Oh, God, use us, use me, God, for your glory and for our good. Glorify yourself in each and every one on this line, all around the world, God. We pray, God, for restoration, for redemption, God, especially in the body of Christ, God. God, the harvest is few. The harvest is many, but the labors are few. Raise up more labors to go out into the hedges and highways and byways, God, that we can tell men and women alike about you, God. Jesus, you're soon to return. Help us to be ready to meet you, Lord, in righteousness and not judgment, God. That we will hear you say, well done, God. Help us to run our races in a way that is pleasing, trusting and obeying you, God. Help us, Lord, to close the wrong doors, to stop compromising any doors we've left open, God, where we've allowed Satan to have free entry, God. Help us to close it today, God. Touch our minds, God. We need healing over our minds, God. Help us, Lord, to take captive every thought and every imagination that is not like you, God. God, we need you, God. Pray for strength. We pray for wisdom today. We thank you, Lord, for being a lamp and a light unto our feet as we move about your earth, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all of the glory, God. As I prepare to open my mouth, God, you speak to me and through me, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength, O Lord, my redeemer. In Jesus' name, we pray. I pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen and amen. Good morning, good morning. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We're Apostle and Dr. Alfreda Bradford. She is the woman and the shepherd over this ministry. We thank God for her and giving her this vision. I am Sister Shannon Sproul and a servant of God standing in today, bringing forth my part two of my word from yesterday. If all that was on the line, what cannot be changed must be endured. Welcome to all the visitors on the line and the listening audience all over the world, all over the globe. I don't care where you are. I want to send you out a God bless you and a shout out of love from me to you. And may God continue to bless and keep you and sit back and just prepare for about 30 minutes or so, however long the Holy Spirit wants me to be on. A little is a lot if God is in it. Just God get the praise, honor, and the glory. Thank you. So just to recap on what I said yesterday, our theme for this month is prayer, a power of prayer. That's the theme for this month. But I brought forth a word yesterday. This is only part two, coming from Luke chapter 22, verses 39 and 46, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, about the face, the death for us, shedding his blood of us. And as the agony of all those things came to pass, Jesus, in a position of prayer, of submission, is in the Garden of Gethsemane. And I gave you six things that Jesus would do to prepare for these tasks. I gave you six. So just to recap, I told you, number one, how to prepare for a major task, as Jesus did in Luke chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, and verses 12 and 6 and 15, I says, Jesus, after he was baptized, he spent 40 days in prayer in the wilderness, and after he was tempted by Satan. But then after he passed all those tests and trials, he began his ministry. Number two, he recharged after hard work. After working in the ministry, he recharged. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 30 and 32, Jesus sent the disciples out to do ministry so that he could spend time alone in prayer. And when they returned, Jesus encouraged them and told them, you do the same thing. Rest from people sometime. Back up. Number three, work through grief. Jesus in Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 through 13, after Jesus found out that his cousin John was beheaded, he went away by himself and prayed and grieved. Yes, the Son of Man did. Number four, before making important decisions, Jesus spent the whole night alone in prayer early in his ministry. The next day, he chose his 12 disciples, and you can find that in Luke chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Number five, I said, in a time of distress, in Luke 39 and 44, before he was arrested, he went a short distance away from the disciples to pray in great agony and emotional, knowing what he was about to face. What cannot be changed must be endured. And number six, I told you, focus on prayer. This is what Jesus did in Luke 5:16. Many times in Jesus' ministry, he spent time alone in prayer, the power of prayer. We must pray. We must have a prayer life with God. This is the way that we commune with God. God is always ready to hear from us. God is always ready, waiting to spend time with us through prayer. So now today, as I give you the part two and what the Holy Spirit has placed on my heart, I want to focus more on prayer. Prayer to help you in times of need. Prayer when you're going through your times of trials and tribulations. And these are just six scriptures, all from Psalms. So these are prayers of help to help you. Prayer is the practice of the presence of God. Prayer is the place of admitting our need of God in humility and dependency upon him. When we pray, we're going to God. What we're saying, you're greater. We acknowledge your power. We acknowledge you. We can do nothing without you. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. But when we go before God in humbleness with our prayer requests, we're telling God, I can't do this. I don't know what to do. And even if I do, I acknowledge you. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall and will direct your path. We put our trust in God. We lean on him. We lean on him for everything that we need. He is the supreme being. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and there is none like him. There is no other place to be than in Jesus. Anything else that you're putting your trust in, it is going to fail. only what we do for Jesus and only what we do, only how only the work that we do, the lives that we live, everything that we do, it's all about Jesus. I just pulled this up, James the 5. Hold on, let's see. Starting at verse 13, and this is out of the NIV version. I use different versions, the NIV, the NLT version, the King James version. I just flip as the Holy Spirit leads. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly, meaning he prayed sincerely, that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. That's the power of prayer. And also in those short verses in James, if anybody is sick, come, let the elders, let us that are in Christ, the seasoned veteran, the seasoned saints, let us lay hands on you and pray. And the fervent, the earnest prayer, the sincere prayer will heal you. The sincere prayer will get you out of it. Those that call on the name of Jesus shall be healed, shall be redeemed, shall be helped. We can't only be a hearer. We must be a doer. So let me get on with my lesson. Through prayer, we can touch the heart of God. Oh, yes, we can. When we pray, we recognize that there is someone greater than us, and we need his help, and that is God. Prayer is more than just asking God to do stuff or bless us, to open doors. And I'm not saying it's wrong to ask for the things or to meet our needs. We are encouraged by Jesus to ask and keep on asking. As it says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door shall be opened. We are encouraged to come to God with our issues, with our complaints. Yes, you can vent to God because he knows. Jesus knows what we're going through. And I believe I gave that scripture yesterday, that in Hebrews, I believe it was, yes, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, I mean, verse 15 and 16, and I believe 17, that God, Jesus knows what we're going through. Here Jesus is taking the sins of the whole world and about to go, and he knows that he is about to go through agony. He's about to go through the ultimate beatdown. Let me remind you that he knows stuff. When you cry out to God and you're saying, God, don't you see me going through distress, persecution, trials, tribulations? Yes. I think sometimes some people, I'm not saying all, but some people, especially those that are not saved, they think that, okay, by getting saved, that's going to eliminate all your problems. Actually, sometimes that just puts you right on the hot seat because the devil doesn't have a reason to fight with you if you're already on his side. But once he sees that you come over to God's side, oh, now he has a reason because he doesn't like us. He hates us with a passion. Jesus loves us with passion. He hates us with passion. He will do anything that he can. He will use family, friends, those that are closest to you. He will use your enemies. He will use anything that he can to get you to turn away from God, to denounce him. He wants your worship. He wants your praise. He wants your life. That's why in these last and evil days, we got to stay alert. Let me give you 6 verses from Psalms. 6 verses to help you. A prayer, a verse for for restfulness, restful sleep. You can find that in Psalms chapter 3, verse 5. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. Psalms chapter 3, verse 5, I'm sorry. I lay down and slept. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. When you're having trouble sleeping, tossing, and turning, give it to Jesus and remember to pray. And God will refresh you. Number two, a prayer for the right thoughts and speech. You can find that in Psalms chapter 19, verse 14. May these words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Number three, prayer for God's direction. You can find in Psalms 25 and 4, show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. A prayer for protection from fear. You can find in Psalms 27 and 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Number five, a prayer for mercy. David found himself at the crossroads of life after he had sinned, fornication, adultery, and murder, lying, and all these different things. We know Psalms 51 tells of David trying to be, coming to God, wanting to be restored. In Psalms 51, verses 1 and 2, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out all my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. God help us. Number six, a prayer to mend a broken heart. Are you broken in heart? Are you broken in spirit? Psalms 34, verses 17 and 18. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. When you feel at your lowest point, when you suffer loss of loved ones and bereavement and all these things that we find ourselves going through, the cost, the penalty of sin, it started so long ago before we even came into this world by Adam and Eve. But when we come and we reconcile ourselves back to Christ, we don't have to go through this life alone. And I'm sorry, I said six, but it's actually seven. And number seven, prayer for protection. In Psalms 61, verses 2 and 3, from the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe, against my enemies, against Satan, against the spiritual wickedness that we see going on in this world. That was it for my message. But I always want to represent God in every way that I can. I don't dot every I, I don't cross every T. I'm a human being. I'm skin and bones, as we are on this line. But I make mistakes, but I love God, and I'm not going to give up the fight. So in my closing of my message, I just want to encourage you that Jesus is our big brother. But Jesus also went through everything that we're going through, and he took all this for us. Prayer is the way that we stay connected with God. Prayer in its highest form, in the power, in the might. Hallelujah, God. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I believe that's Ephesians 6:11 or 6:10. But nevertheless, we have to be strong in the Lord. And prayer is one of those ways that we are able to keep on our armor. We're able to stand. If you get up out of bed every day and you don't say a word of prayer, I want to say that's a dangerous position to be in. Because men ought to always pray. Pray without ceasing. Bring your request to God. Build a strong prayer life. Just like you talk to your friends and families, you spend time on the phone with them, that's the same way you can stand and talk to Jesus, talk to God. Turn off all distractions. Turn your phone off for half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour maybe. Jesus told his disciples, couldn't you even pray with me for an hour? Couldn't you even stay awoke? We so busy rushing to get to bed, we say, God, lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. No, God deserves so much more than that. So much more than that. Remember what I said, the prayer of a righteous person avails much. So we must build a prayer life with God, even if our flesh doesn't want us to. When you're feeling overwhelmed or you're feeling exhausted, God knows that you have to be out here working and toiling and doing all these things. He knows that you have need of these things, but he also knows more bigger than that, you have a need from him. God has a much greater mission for us than demonstrating his greatness through us, but also his mission is to demonstrate his love through us. And prayer is one of those ways that we do it. You wake up in the morning, you should be praying. That should be the first prayer you give. And I believe maybe around 9, maybe 10 o'clock, you might say a little prayer. You can do a hand of prayer. And if you're at work, at your desk, or around other people, pray in your heart. They might see your lips moving. They don't have to see anything coming up because what God sees in secret, he will reward you openly. And you can pray to God at any time, any place. Then maybe about 12 noon, you can pray again. Then maybe about 6 if you can, say another prayer. And then before you go to bed, pray. But at least you should be praying 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. That's how I see it. Pray. Seek God. Things may come up in your life. You're seeking direction. Pray. Don't make an important decision without seeking God. Before Jesus made important decisions, he went to God the Father. He didn't just make these decisions on his own. He had to pick 12 disciples, personal confidants, who had to be with him in the battle, and one of them was a betrayer. But everything has a plan and a purpose, everything, even picking Judas. But he went to his Father first. I wouldn't want to make an important decision without consulting God first. And just as a reminder, don't go to your family and friends, especially those that are not saved. They're going to come from a human standpoint, temporary mindsets and solutions. You want to go to the eternal Father. You want to come to him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God will give you wisdom and direction to make the right decisions. Some of us are wrapped up in situations because we didn't consult God first. We married the wrong person because our flesh was flaming hot and we couldn't wait. And we said, well, I just want to have somebody. I'm getting too old. The biological clock is ticking, ticking, ticking. There is no time in God's kingdom. God can do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. All we got to do is be in the right position. Prayer poses us in the position of, God, I'm coming to you right now. You see what I have to deal with. God, help me. Strengthen me. Show me what you would have me to do versus what my flesh wants me to do versus what my family wants me to do versus what the world wants me to do. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way that leads to God, and not many find it. If our souls be lost, it's because of us. We will be without excuse when we stand before Jesus. What I'm saying is just to remind us. But prayer is the strongest arsenal that we have. And it's really simple. It's basically just talking. Talking who? Talking to who? Talking to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But also we want to come humbly. We can come boldly to the throne of grace because of Jesus. But we also want to remember who we're speaking to. It's a terrible thing to fall in the hands of God. I would never want to go to God and be angry and say, God, and thumping your fist up. And, oh, no, don't test the Lord. Don't do that. But come humbly. And even in anger, there is a way that you can express yourself even to God because he already knows it's there anyway. He says, be ye angry, but not to sin. So we can go to God and say, God, I'm angry right now. Things are not working out, God. I thought you was going to go this way when you went that way. But God, not my will, but your will be done, God. Fill me with your love. Fill me with your compassion, God. Help me to be still while I watch you work out this situation that I'm going through right now. Help me to accept what I cannot change. Help me to endure what I cannot change. Some things we're gonna have to just go through it, and it is. And the more that I serve God, the more that I'm learning and taking in, not only from God but different people He's placed in my life. The more that I'm learning and I'm soaking it all up like a sponge, I'm learning that sometimes we just gotta be still. We just gotta go forward. We just gotta go through. It's not easy when you're on the chopping block, when you're on the block and you're being molded and made into the men and women that God will have you to be. It's not easy. It is really not easy. But it can be endured if we do it through Christ, if we allow Christ's love, mercy, strength to permeate our souls, and then we'll find it easier little by little. We'll find it getting a little easier and a little easier. You know why? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And as we go through it, not grudgingly, we find God's presence filling our hearts, our minds, and giving us the strength to bear it again. And, oh, God, I feel your strength right now, God. Coming in like a flood, but God lifts up a standard. And I want to see that standard like a shield standing in front of you. Nothing can penetrate that. That God and your angels who are protecting you come around you. Hallelujah. Come around you, and they're protecting you. And here you are standing in the midst of all these things. That wayward husband that talks to you any kind of way. Mental abuse. Those children that come at you asking for things, and you know they're out here doing all kinds of things, don't want to listen, want to listen halfway. Be prodigal children like we can be sometimes. Having temper tantrums. God, I want this, I want this, I want it now, and you're not doing it. And I'm ready to go out here and do it my way, not your way. I don't care about the cost, but you better care because the choice is ours, but the consequences belong to God. God will forgive you, but nothing saves you from the consequences. But in God's grace and mercy, we don't get what we truly deserve. That's what we must remember. When we walk in unforgiveness and we refuse, we tell God, no, this hurts. This person hurt me. I'm not going to forgive them. God, you know what they said. You know what they did. Turn that around. And see how God sees it, sitting on his throne. Remember when you was out and about. Remember when you lied, cheated, and stole. As many of us, some of these things we used to do. Some of us was Mary Magdalene. Some of us was Rahab. Some of us was Saul. And we still are. But God is the one that makes the difference. How dare we cry? We can cry out to God, but at some point in time, your spirit should override your flesh as a child of God, and you should say, you know what, though? It hurts,
But God, I want to do what's right in your sight. I want to show compassion. I want to show mercy and say, look, I love you. I need you. I forgive you. Let's come together in agreement. Let's pray. I believe that's the right position to take. And I believe God will heal you. I believe you will find restoration and peace in that moment, even with your enemy. God says when we live right, he'll make even our enemies to be at peace with us. You know this person don't like you. You know they say gossip and slander and all kind of things that they can do to make your life a living hell. Take your parking spot. See you by, ha-ha, there she come. Here they come. Let me take this parking spot. Let me start them off on the wrong day. Ha, they take, and you going in the building. You feeling all Holy Ghost feeling. You, Lord, they done took my parking spot. Lord, somebody move my lunch in the refrigerator. Lord, they coming over here right now. A plank was made against you. They loving it with a smile on their face. But they're looking like they're not. But in the inside, I got something now. That little thorn in the side. You know, I can come and, you know, stick you with it. You know how they show the little demons and the angel on one side, the demon, the little pitchfork. Let me something to get a little dig in. But you know what you do? The face of God on. You let God do it for you. Somebody cuts you off, take your parking spot in the market, jump in front of you in the line. Tax collectors, bills coming left and right. All things are going on in this world. We're already in our Gethsemane moment. But we always want to go to God. We want to go to God in prayer. Sometimes when I'm in my car, I see things that are going on around me, but in my spirit, I say, God, you see what's about to take place. Father, even though I'm about to leave from this place, but not from your sight, show up and show out. Cancel the accident, incident, calamities, anything that can come not as car, protection, going out, coming in. And sometimes I might slip up and don't say nothing, but a near accident can be avoided. Avoid it, and God still steps in, like I said, with that grace and mercy. And that accident doesn't happen, but then I say, ooh, I forgot to pray and plead the blood of Jesus over this car. Right? See, the devil doesn't want you to pray because that's the way to connect with God. A lot of prayer, a lot of power. Little prayer, little power. And that is so true. And then when you stop praying, start thinking about things differently when you're not praying. When you're allowing yourself to get into that lackadocious moment where you start finding yourself, I don't really have to pray. God, thank you for waking me up. Let me go get my coffee tea. And I've had those days too. I've had those days when I did that. And guess what? The whole day went kaplooey. I felt like a sour lemon. But then the love of God, the Holy Spirit, speaks in my heart. Okay, we've had our little time with this. Now let's cut this TV off. Let's shut down all distractions. Let your son and daughter, let them be. Let your grandkids be. The phone off for a few minutes. Spend time with God. Come on, Shannon. Come on, Shannon. You can do it. Come on now. And when I feel that way, I feel the presence of God. I feel the presence of God. We have the power over our flesh. Our flesh doesn't have power over us. We have control. God has given us authority over everything. He's given us authority over us. He's given us his overcoming power. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. He's given us everything. All we got to do is fight the good fight of faith. Run your race. Trust in God. We can't do it by ourselves. That's why we need God. God activating this power in us. Us not frustrating that process, but going forward. Because Jesus is soon to return. And when he comes back, we want him to find us doing what he has called us to do. Serve, stand, pray, seek, knock, run,
prayer brought down the walls of Jericho. Help David to defeat the Philistine giant. Prayer gave Hannah her son. So many other powerful prayers in there. Prayer helped Elijah to hold back the rain, and prayer also brought the rain back. But if you're not praying, you're not activating that power, what are you doing? What are you doing? God, help us all. Help us, Lord. Help us, God. In Jesus' name. I pray this word has helped somebody. Father and Almighty God, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for using me and raising me up for such a time as this. God, thank you for giving me the strength, the will, and the desire to do it, God. I put my trust in you, God. My confidence, my hope, my desire is in you, God. And I thank you, Lord, for using me and keeping me through it all, God. In Jesus' name, God. Father God, I seen, God, the different things that was coming at me, God, but you said we are not stupid to the devices of the devil and the things of this world, God. And as I seen those things coming, God, I said, no, 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 Sheridan, because you represent God. Mm-mm, you represent God, and I called on Jesus, and I thank you for helping me. I pray, God, that your people are edified, but most of all, that you're glorified, God. I would never steal anything from you, God, because in you I live, move, and have my being. I'm nothing without you, God. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for continuing to purge me and prune me that I can bring forth much fruit, God. Help somebody on this call today, God. Help somebody. Holy Spirit, I know you didn't give me this message just to be giving it to me. And I thank you, God, because this message has truly helped me and strengthened me and showed me myself in the areas where I can tighten up in prayer, the areas I can tighten up, going through the good, the bad, and the ugly. We face some insurmountable things, but we have a God. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Help us, Lord, to strengthen through prayer. Help us, Lord, in our brokenness, in our crushed, and our crushed and weary spirits to come to you. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. All right, all right. I want to give the altar call. And like I said, I'm still in training for reigning. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 30 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. If you don't know God, if you don't have a real, sincere, heartfelt relationship with him, if you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, if you're not sure where you're going to go for all eternity, I believe God is speaking to your heart. Why don't you answer the call and let God come in? God says to us, you will hear a voice behind you saying, go this way, go that way. That's God speaking to you right now. He wants to come in. He wants to clean up the junk. He wants to fix you. He wants to heal you. He wants to give you the kingdom. But he can't do that unless you say yes with a sincere heart and with a right spirit. Will you come and let God love up on you today? He's waiting. He wants to come in and have a relationship with you. Will you allow him today? If so, repeat after me. Father God, you know me. You know the things that I've done. You know the error of my ways. Father, I've searched all over, but I can't find nobody greater than you. And I recognize, God, that I need you. You are the source. You are the one that can help me through every situation and every circumstance. Now, Father, today I open up my heart, and I'm asking you, Lord, to come in. Make me your servant. Make me a Christian in my heart. Help me, Lord, to forgive and forget about those things that are behind. Give me the strength, the will, and the desire, God, to serve you. Father, I believe that your son died on the cross, and he shed his blood for me. And he rose again on the third day, and that he's coming back. Help me, Lord. Give me the strength, the will, and the desire to do it. Help me through the tough times, the rough times. Help me, God, to find a good Bible-believing church, a church that follows the will and the desires of God, and don't compromise, God. Sit me under the right pastor, God, that will nourish my soul and my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all of my physical needs, my spiritual needs, God. Thank you, Lord. And, Father, also, if there's anyone on this line, God, we all need a little strengthening. Revive our souls. Revive our hearts, God. Help us, Lord. We denounce the works of the flesh, the cares of this world. We denounce everything that is not like you, God. If we're going astray a little bit, God, a little leaven, it's the whole lump, God. Help us, Lord. We come back to you today, God. God, renew our minds, renew our hearts, recharge our spiritual batteries, God, that we can say yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing and keeping us, mind, body, and spirit, God. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name to the body of Christ. Welcome. The angels are rejoicing. Thank you, Lord. There is no altar prayer today. But meet us back here tomorrow for our 12 noon service. The best number for the Block Talk Radio is 914-205-5423. And the number that we call for 12 noon prayer and for 9 p.m. prayer and for our praise party that we have every other Friday. There was no praise party yet last night, but there will be one probably next Friday, I believe. That's 385-799-9729. And for all your other spiritual needs, why don't you visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. That's lifewordjesus.org. There you can find different information about the ministry. You can donate there. You can submit prayer requests and find other spiritual tools to help you. That is our job as servants. We want to help you grow in God's kingdom. We want to help you to be fruitful. We want to help you to stay anointed, fresh, revived. We are brother's keeper. Remember that. Iron sharpeneth iron. I pray everyone as you go about your day, keep Jesus in your heart and keep his wisdom in your mind. Thank you. Thank you all who served on this ministry. This week, thank you all, whether you paid tithes and donated, whatever you did, we want to say thank you. We appreciate you. I know the woman of this ministry, Dr. Alfreda Bradford, appreciates you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you, God, for helping us through this week. We pray that the woman of God got rest, peace, whatever she did, God, that you will bless her 160-34 as well as all of us on this line. Just thank you so much from my heart, from God's heart to you. But thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I'm always grateful. I have an attitude of gratitude every time God uses me. Because I'm nothing but a servant. I'm nothing without him. But all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to his purposes. Remember that, Romans 8:28. And that's my last and final word, God's word. Thank you. Now, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, as we prepare to go about our day, God. God, we thank you, Lord, as we prepare to leave from our places, God, that you will keep us and keep our homes, our children, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us in every way, God. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us blameless before the only wise God, be dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Lord, we seal this prayer. We seal this service under the blood of Jesus, God, as we decree and declare that the gates of hell will not prevail. And we decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord. We just want to say thank you, Lord, and we give you all praise, honor, and the glory, because it all belongs to you, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, everyone. Have a blessed day. Peace be unto you. And remember, God loves you, and so do I. Have a good day.